No matter what night of the week, you can pretty much turn on your TV to a crime investigation show. Can you figure out what piece of evidence will turn the tide in the case? What did investigators miss that you caught as the investigation unfolded? Or maybe the question is, how close do these shows come to real-life forensics in a case?
I think you're seeing on television what the average CSI unit would dream of being.
Meet Dr. Terry O'Neill, Ouachita Parish Coroner.
And around here, they're very good. We have some people that are very knowledgeable and do a great job, but it's not like what you see on television.
At a presentation that's part of the Ouachita Parish Public Library's River Reads, an adult summer reading program, O'Neill is sharing on the practices and procedures of investigating cases.
Talk to you about two cases and one.
She became interested in pathology at an early age.
I think it probably was some of the reading I did as a child. I thought being a pathologist would just be absolutely fascinating, and that kind of drew me to medicine.
After graduating from Ouachita Parish High School, she went on to receive her degree from LSU Shreveport and MD at LSU Medical School. She's been practicing emergency medicine for over 20 years, currently at University Health Conway. Following the death of Ouachita Parish Coroner Dr. Claude Smith, O'Neill served out the unexpired term. She's remained the coroner since 1998. She says when first addressing a case, there are common procedures.
You want to be careful about entering any scene because it has the potential to be a crime scene. You try to learn not to touch things unnecessarily, not to move anything until it's been documented photographically.
As television presents an inclusive environment where lab tests and forensic samples are just a couple of hallways down and 5 minutes from being complete, O'Neill says the actual process is more methodical, woven between departments.
My office is not CSI. The police handle most of the evidence collection, with the exception of the decedent in a homicide or suspected homicide.
One memorable case she recalls was a murder where the body was never found.
However, there was blood evidence to the degree that indicated there was a serious injury.
A picture from the crime scene contained an oil stain. The image was used for scale to give a rough calculation of the amount of blood lost by the victim in the incident. It was determined that the volume of blood equated to the victim being female, a fact that was established during the investigation. The intensive work by the coroner's office tied to police findings brought the case together.
All of the circumstantial evidence that the police had gathered and the testimony regarding the amount of blood, the degree of hemorrhage that would have occurred, was beyond a reasonable doubt for the jury. And based on that, conviction was obtained.
It's in those moments where O'Neill finds her work most satisfying.
You know, there's some frustration when we don't really find out for sure what happened, but to be able to give a family some answers is a very great reward for us.
And presenting that exact feeling of accomplishment is a case those TV shows will never solve. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.